6-4 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
KAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message. We've come this far by grace. How many of you are where you at today because of grace? You've come this far by grace. How did that song go? We've come this far by faith. You know, grace is interchangeable with that. We've come this far. Somebody come up here and tell me the words of that song. All right, tell us, Mom, what's the words of that song?
We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet.
Never failed me yet. Glory to God. Boy, that's powerful. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. I can say God has never failed me. I may have failed him. I may have come up short, but he never has. Amen. Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2. I'm going to talk to you about we've come this far by grace. We're going to talk about what grace is. Talk to you about what grace is, how to get grace, how to receive grace. Amen. And we're going to talk about how to walk in more grace. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2. Now, this is all about the grace of God. Let me give you a definition of what grace is first. Grace is unearned favor. Unearned blessing, unearned goodwill, unearned loving kindness. That's what grace is. Notice I said I put unearned before all of them. Because grace has to do with what God decided to do for us, independent of us. Amen. I know we have some responsibility to be obedient to God, but grace is what you receive from God, not because you did everything right. If God put everything on a merit system, how many of y'all understand a merit system? How many of y'all get merit raises? Anybody here get a merit raise? A merit raise means that you only get something if you perform to a certain level. Right? Merit raises are performance-based. They are based on what you do. Amen? But a grace raise is just a raise given to you just because you're a part of the company. Right? You could have been the worst employee. You still going to get what everybody else got. Now, that don't seem fair, ain't it? It don't seem right that somebody sleeping on the job can get the same raise that you got, and you working hard, working long, on time, doing a good job. Somebody else not pulling their weight, and they still get the same reward. We say, that ain't fair. We need to put this thing on performance base, and that's why they went to that. Because they say, we're going to start rewarding people that produce. And the people that don't really, just kind of barely getting by, they ain't getting nothing. They got a job, but they ain't getting nothing extra. And then the company I worked at, they would rate everybody and they put it on a bell curve. And the people on the bottom, that bottom 10%, they're going to get rid of them. You're in that bottom 10%, they got a plan for your departure. It may take them a year to get rid of you, or 2 years, but they got a plan. We're going to get rid of them. That's dead weight there. They're taking in, but they ain't giving nothing out. We're cutting the dead weight out of the company.
So you want to stay off the bottom rung. But the grace of God is where God leveled the playing field and put everybody on equal terms. Anybody can have access to God's grace. Don't matter where you're born. Doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter the color of your skin. Doesn't matter which language you speak. Doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank. Doesn't matter how far you went in school. Doesn't matter what kind of neighborhood you live in, what kind of car you drive, the kind of people you know, have nothing to do with that. God leveled the playing field so that he can make it equal for everybody to have access to grace. Glory to God. So God said, listen, can't none of y'all earn nothing I got anyhow. I'm going to have to give it to you free. You know, I've been saved for a long time, but I didn't get this far by myself. I didn't get where I am because I was smart or because I was educated or because I did all the right things. I'm going to tell you, somewhere along the line, the grace of God had to kick in. The unearned favor. That means the favor that I didn't deserve, somehow I got it. It come on me because I'm in Christ and Christ is in me. Amen? That unearned blessing that showed up in my life that I wonder where it came from, I'm going to tell you it was the grace of God. Times when I was in a jam and don't know how I was going to get out, and somehow I got out and didn't even have the smell of smoke on me. Went through the fire and came out and didn't have no smoke on me. I've been through some fires. I've been through some deep water. Glory to God. But I've come out of some of those things and not even had a smell of smoke on me. You couldn't even tell I've been through a trial. You couldn't tell that I've been through a hard place. Sometimes I'm going through a hard place in here and y'all don't even know it. Why? I ain't got the smell of smoke on me. How am I able to stand before you 52 weeks out of the year and preach over 100 messages to you? Don't you know I got to have some grace on me? Come here every Sunday and smile and praise God, even when I'm hurting, even when I'm not feeling good. How do you think that happened? You think I'm that great? No, I ain't that good. It's the grace of God that enables me to do what I couldn't do on my own. There's sometimes I'll pray and ask God, I need something to speak to the people, and I don't have nothing. I don't walk through that door with my mind just as blank as it could be. But I've learned over the years, I say, that's all right. God set me up. God's setting us up for something good. He going to give me something so good that I can't mess up. And boy, I've learned to appreciate those times when he just don't give me nothing. He give me a blank page because he's going to be the artist that day. He's going to paint and orchestrate. Now, he does that another time when he give me things too, but those times are real special. There's times I seek God and pray and fast and go into a prison and go in there with nothing. Damn, I couldn't get a message. All that word I know. I ain't got nothing that's sticking out to me that just, I mean, I say, I'm going to teach on this, I'm going to speak on this tonight. Nah, that ain't it. I say, well, I'll talk on faith tonight. And then just pull out my face. Nah, that ain't it either. And I get over and say, well, we need righteousness and let's overcome condemnation. Men dealing with a lot of condemnation. And get over there and get them condemnation scriptures out there. Ain't no condemnation. That ain't it either. Well, I tell you what, everybody need a little peace in their life. I think I'll teach on peace. And then you get them peace scriptures out there. That ain't it either. Lord, I ain't got nothing. And then I go in there and say, well, that's all right. You in charge.
Yes.
I ain't going to make up nothing. I ain't going to produce nothing out of my flesh. Yeah. If I ain't got nothing, I just ain't got nothing. I say, Lord, that's between you and me now. Amen. I know you want to bless these men. I know you want to bless this congregation. And then somebody will sing a song. And I get a message flashing across my spirit. Amen. Sometime you give me one scripture and say, just start right there. I'll take over from there. Just open your Bible and read that scripture there. You'll know what to do after that. Boy, I thank God for grace. Glory to God. I thank God for his grace. Unearned favor. God loves me just because of who I am. Amen. He don't love me because I do everything right. He don't love me because I'm perfect, because he know I'm not. We came this far by grace. It is the grace of God that has brought us to this place that we're in. You're here by the grace of God. It is the unearned blessing and favor of God that's upon your life even before you even serve him. I had God bless me in miraculous way before I even got saved. See, it's the goodness of God that leads me into repentance. Well, he had to minister to you before you get saved. You can't get saved without him. Right? Don't nobody just wake up one morning and say, I just need the Lord. I think I'm going to go find Jesus. You didn't do that on your own. Your mind ain't on God. That natural mind ain't going to be trying to find God. God had to deal with your heart. And if you have any thoughts toward God, they came from him. Jesus said, no man can come to the Father except he draw him. So I thank God that I've been drawn. Tell your neighbors, I've been drawn. I've been drawn by God. Say, I have desire for God because of God's grace. Paul said that he said, God called me by his grace. Why would God call you? I know some of y'all in here feel like you're the black sheep of your family. But yet you the one got saved. Why is that? You got called by grace. Everybody say, I've been called by grace. Say, the grace of God came calling. And I heard the call. I responded to it. Hallelujah. One of the greatest blessings that you'll ever receive in life is eternal life. It is the greatest blessing, and the greatest gift that God has for you is eternal life through his Son. And the Bible says in Ephesians 2:8, the scripture I ask you to turn to, says, for you are saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus under good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Glory to God. You didn't get saved on your own. You got saved because of God's grace. It's the grace of God that saved you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Grace is also this here. It is a supernatural ingredient that produces spiritual strength, endurance, and stamina that works in the inner man. I found out that not only are we saved by grace, but grace is also the supernatural strength of God that works in your inner man, that gives you the strength to endure, that gives you the stamina to endure hard places in life. It's a grace that's on the inside working in you. Amen? You can have grace in you. Then I found out that grace can come upon you. So not only do I have grace on the inside, but I got grace working on the outside. It's when the favor of God comes on you and other people can see this grace. They just look at you and say, something special about you. There's something unique about you. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. But what is it about you? I see something on you that's unique and different. What is it? It's just that God has allowed his grace and his favor. And because people can see that, they say, I'm going to help you. But I don't know why I'm helping you. I can tell you many times on my job where I had to get things done, and here I was, I'm an engineer, and I've got to put work orders in the system to get anything that I want to get done. I had to do it through a work order. And sometimes the people that got your work order didn't want to help you. Didn't want to do your job right. Right? They might not even like you. But they got your work order, and they know they're working for you now. I can't get nothing done because I'm depending on them. But I just walk up, and then all of a sudden, people that I knew couldn't stand me was going out their way to help me. And I know that they're thinking, why am I helping him? Sometimes they would tell me stuff that they knew was privileged information that they didn't want me to know, but it'd pop out their mouth. And then they wonder, why am I helping him? Why? It ain't nothing but the grace of God. So I decided then that I wasn't going to withhold information from other people. That if I learned something, I was going to share it. You know, I wasn't hurting myself by doing that. See, most people say, well, I got a little knowledge. I'm going to hold on to it. You know, this job security. I got mine. You get yours. I know, and you know how sometimes when somebody trying to teach you a job, you got to respond to teach somebody else, and you don't really want them to learn that job. You don't tell them everything. You tell them just enough to get them in trouble. So they mess their job up, and then you can put your chest out and say, see, I'm the only one around here who can do that job. I said, I'm going to share information. Just give it. Because I say, you know what? I'm sowing seeds. Because there's going to be a time I need something from somebody, and I'm sowing the favor right now. I would help people that I know didn't deserve it. I said, I'm going to help them anyway. So grace of God can come on you. See, the Bible says that the early church, Acts chapter 4, verse 33, says that great grace was upon them all. Glory to God. Can you imagine what it's like to have great grace on you? That means that God is backing you up. God's going before you. He's all around you. He's behind you. When your enemies try to get to you, they're going to run into God because you got grace on you. You got that favor. You got that supernatural strength on the inside propelling you forward. You got God pushing you from behind saying, don't back up, keep going forward. I'm going to tell you, if anything get in your way, God's out in front of you fighting for you. You can have great grace upon you, and you can have grace working in you. Glory to God. I thank God I got this far by grace. Tell your neighbors, I came this far by the grace of God. Hallelujah. It's nothing but the grace of God. Tell your neighbors, nothing but the grace of God. Thank God for grace. Thank God for his unearned blessing. Hallelujah. If I had to earn every blessing I got from God, I'd be destitute. You understand? I'd be broke down and beat up. I'd be destroyed and ruined by life if I had to depend on me to get everything. There's a time come when you had to lay your life on the altar of God and say, God, here's my life. Take it and make something out of it. God, whatever you want to do with my life, just go ahead and do it right now. Take me now. This all I got to offer is me. God never turns anybody down. He don't kick you to the curb. You understand? He picks you up in his arms. Amen? And he puts you on the potter's wheel, and he begins to mold and to shape you and to make you what he wants you to be. It's all by the grace of God. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. He said, I ain't nothing without grace. It is the favor of God that shines upon you, that comes upon you, that enables you to do what you couldn't do in your own strength. That's what grace is. There was a time Paul was having trouble in 2 Corinthians. He's having great trouble. He's got demons on his trail, and they're stirring up the crowd everywhere he go that people want to kill him. People want to put him in jail. People want to beat him up because he's preaching the gospel of grace. It's the gospel of grace. Unearned blessing and favor coming from God. Amen. That I received that through a relationship with Jesus. Because he's the source of all grace. Amen. The Bible says that grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Amen. You can't get it apart from him. You can't have God's favor and God's grace without Jesus. Amen. He's the source of grace. Amen. The Bible calls God the God of all grace. Amen. Bible says God's able to make all grace abound towards you, that you having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Amen. The grace of God comes from God. Amen. The Bible says we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor. Amen. Hallelujah. He took our poverty so we could be rich. That's grace. How many of y'all in here deserve to be saved? Is anybody step up to the place and say, Lord, let me show you my list of what I've done. Let me show you why you got to let me in. Let me show you how good I am. Oh, look at all us disqualified. Can't nobody stand before God and say, God, I'm perfect. You're looking at the perfect man. Can't nobody say that. Amen. So God has made grace available to everybody. Hallelujah. I was talking about Paul. Paul sought the Lord three times. He said, Lord, would you remove this thorn in the flesh? Now, that wasn't some sickness. That was a demonic principality that was assigned to him to cause trouble and havoc everywhere he went. That's why almost every city Paul went to almost got run out of them. Prayed three times. And then the answer came back to him. Jesus spoke to him and said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. Mary, his grace is enough for you. That's all you need is the grace of God. It's enough. He wasn't telling Paul no. He didn't say, no, I ain't going to take that from you. What he's saying was, listen, he said, my grace is enough for you to deal with what you're going through. He said, I didn't give you enough favor and grace and power and strength for you to overcome anything that's facing you. And then Paul said, well, glory to God. See, he didn't get mad. Paul didn't get mad because he was having trouble. He began to rejoice. He said, I rejoice in tribulation. Either he done lost his mind or he done tapped into something that you and I need to tap into. I don't know too many people that glory in tribulation, that when things get tough, they get gladder. We got any champions like that in here? When times get rough, you get happier. You start rejoicing more when trouble comes. That's where God wants to move us to. Amen. That when life gets hard, we step up to the plate and we rejoice more. Amen. Why? You can't do that unless you got a revelation from God that God's grace is enough for you. Amen. Paul said, I would rather be weak in my infirmities that the grace of God would rest upon me. He said, I would rather be in a place of weakness so that God's grace could rest upon me than to be in a place of strength where I think I got it all. I can do this without you, Jesus. I don't need your help with this. I got this, Lord. I got it. Is that right? What you going to do? You can't even wake yourself up in the morning. Got to have an alarm clock to get up on time. And you going to handle it. You better tap over into some grace. Find out what grace is and begin to walk in it. Amen. Begin to let God minister grace to you. God will minister grace to you. I found out the Bible says that God gives grace. Hallelujah. He gives grace to the humble. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's turn over to 2 Corinthians. Let's look at that scripture that Paul talked about. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Look at what he says right here. Verse 7. Lest I should be exalted above measure, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, an angel of the devil, to buffet me. To buffet means to deal blow after blow. Lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord three times, that he might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. In other words, let me paraphrase it a little bit, then you can read it and amplify it. He's saying that my grace is made perfect or complete in you when you are dependent upon me. Let me read it that way. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect when you depend on me. What did the Amplified say? Said, but he said to me, my grace, my favor and loving kindness and mercy is enough for you, sufficient against any danger, and enables you to bear the trouble manfully. For my strength and my power are made perfect, fulfilled and completed, and show themselves most effective in your weakness. Therefore, I will all the more gladly glory in my weaknesses and infirmities, that the strength and power of Christ the Messiah may rest, yes, may pitch a tent over and dwell upon me. Glory to God. How would you like grace to just put a tent over you? Glory to God. How'd you like to have grace just come and say, wait, well, I think we're going to camp out right here. We're going to be with you everywhere you go. He said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. That means when you depend on God, that's the weakness he's talking about. He's not talking about you not being able to walk and can't get up and just being weak. He's talking about your inner strength comes from your dependence upon God. That when you depend on God from your heart, then God has an opportunity to pitch a tent over your life of grace. So I found out that grace is the power and the strength of Christ. It's more than just honor and favor and blessing. It is also the strength and the power of Christ that is revealed in you and through you. Glory to God. It is God's strength that comes out of you. It is God's strength that comes into you and then that is released out of you. That is the grace of God. Grace is power. Grace is the strength of God to do what you couldn't do on your own. I thank God that I got some help to do some things that I can't do on my own. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, let me show you some what the scriptures say here. The scripture says that we're to be strong in grace. That's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. It says, Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So you're to be strong in grace. Everybody say, be strong.
Be strong.
I'm going to tell you about five things that need to happen with grace. You need to be strong in grace. Everybody say, be strong.
Be strong.
Be strong in the grace of God. Now, God gives grace. There's many scriptures in the Bible that talk about God gives grace. The Bible says that God gives grace to the lowly. That means those that are humble. See, if you walk in pride, you can't receive grace. You're disqualified from grace. Pride will disqualify you from walking in grace. Because when you're walking in pride, that means you're walking in self. How many of you ever pat yourself on the back? Boy, I did a good job, didn't I? We take credit on it. Boy, I did good, didn't I? It's just like a little child. You take any little child as soon as they learn something. Say, who taught you how to do that? Nobody. You learn it all on yourself?
Mm-hmm.
They ain't giving credit to nobody. That's where adults are. How'd you get that promotion? Boy, you should have seen that project I worked on. You should have seen how I handled that meeting. Boy, I tell you, they came against me, but you should have seen how I handled that. That's why I got that promotion, because I'm smart. I was better than the rest of them. Pride will keep you from receiving, because pride ain't nothing but self. Amen? So God gives grace. Whenever I find that God giving something, guess what? I get in the receiving line. He gives strength. He gives peace. He gives strength to his people. He blesses people with peace. I get in line for that. I find out that he gives wisdom. Amen. He gives wisdom to all men living. So I get in line for wisdom. It's okay. I find out that he gives peace. My peace I give to you. I get in line for that. Amen. Now I found out that he gives grace to the humble. So I'm just going to humble myself so I can stay in the receiving line of humility. So the first thing you got to do is you got to recognize that God gives grace, but then all you got to do is humble yourself to receive it.
Amen.
Everybody say, I receive
the grace of
God. Then I found out that God gives more grace to the humble. You need some more? You need some more grace? Yeah. Well, he'll give it to you. If you humble yourself, he'll give you some more. That means that there's varying degrees of grace. Amen. You could have more or less of the grace of God working in your life. Some people have tapped into a lot of grace. And people look at them and say, how they doing all that, what they doing? They have just learned how to be humble, and more grace done come on them. Now they got more favor, blessings. Every time they turn around, they're getting blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Right?
Amen.
But then you got some believers that they stubborn, hard-hearted, stiff-necked, and jealous, and they ain't got no grace. They don't, nobody never do nothing for me. I don't know why nobody never helped me with nothing. That's the reason why you don't never get no help, because you ain't got no grace. See, the Bible says, Paul said, I don't frustrate the grace of God. Amen. See, you can frustrate it. That means you can hinder it. You can hinder it from working. Then he talked about those who fall from grace. They receive grace, but they fell from it. In other words, they began to walk with God in faith and in grace, but they got along and they said, you know, boy, I'm a great Christian. I'm doing so good. I'm so proud of myself. And they got a long list of all their righteous acts. I tithe. I read the Bible. I pray. You know, they're always bragging about what they do. And they don't realize that they did what? They fell from grace. They stopped walking in grace. They stopped giving God the glory. When you stop giving God the glory and you stop depending on God, that begins your descent from grace.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-